At the global level, I think it's important to note that the number of international migrants is growing faster than the total population, which shows clearly that there is greater mobility and a demand for migration, and we should prepare for that. As a proportion of the total population, it's still relatively small because it's about 3% of the total population of 7 billion plus that is currently living in another country than they were born.
Is that a good thing?
Migration brings a lot of benefits. And what we often see in the media is the challenges of migration. There are certainly some, such as irregular migration, abuse of migrants, xenophobia, and discrimination at destination. But over the years, we've found out that there are lots of contributions that migrants make, both at destination and at origin. And let me just give you one or two examples at origin. In 2014, the World Bank estimated that migrants sent more than $400 billion to their families in developing countries, which is more than three times official development assistance. And those monies are actually used to improve the health and the education of the children of the migrants, allowing the migrants access to financial means. Basically, they support the reduction of poverty and the implementation of the development goals of the UN.
You mentioned irregular migrants, by which I assume you mean the people who are fleeing conflict in trouble spots in the Middle East, in Africa. Are they in some way giving migration a bad reputation?
There have always been refugees, and refugees seeking asylum is not an illegal activity. Almost all the governments, many governments, about 150, have signed the UN Convention. And in that convention on refugees, there's clearly the right for refugees to seek asylum and not to be sent back to areas of conflict or where their life is endangered. So destination governments need to open their doors for refugees. At the same time, I think it's not sufficiently appreciated the contribution that even refugees can make when they are at the destination countries in terms of labor markets, creating jobs, doing jobs that maybe the nationals don't want to do, and then also sending home those monies that they earn to maybe the family members that are still at living in the country of origin.
What does this report tell us that we don't already know?
What we didn't know very well is two things. One is that I just described that the migrant population is growing faster than the total population, basically indicating that there's more mobility in migration and that we need to plan for that. And the second one is, certainly over the past 10 years, is that the number of refugees among the international migrants, that number is going up as well. So that is why we also need to work with countries to see whether we can have a better responsibility sharing of receiving refugees, and not just that burden is falling completely on the countries neighboring the areas that produce refugees.
To what extent can this data tell us what will happen next?
It's very difficult to predict migration. Migration is one of the three components of population change. One is fertility, one is mortality, and the third one is migration. The first two ones are relatively easy. It is technical work, but those are long-term trends that don't change very fast over time. Migration depends on policies. But what we can say, when you look at population change in general and those three components, that migration is becoming a greater component to population change in the future. And that is because many societies are aging. There is actually some countries where the population is already declining, and migration will actually reduce the decline in the population. And as a component of that change, migration will become more important, and therefore also more a focus of policies and of management, we think.